This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
404 DGS. Happy Wednesday to you. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Howdy.
Dave, we're going to start with a question from Little Miss Trish Gazelle.
All right.
I was wondering if allergies...
Are you wearing your socks today?
No.
Okay.
I wish I was, though, because my toes are really cold. What about allergies this time of year?
There's two things that come into play. One will be mold spores. Mold spores are around all the time in St. Louis. Usually they peak after rain. We've been fairly dry, so that's not it. But ragweed is starting to show up, and it will really peak in late August, September. Even into October, it won't go away until the first freeze.
Oh, I keep getting headaches,
you're having problems,
and I thought it was maybe that.
Yeah, you know, I would watch it a couple of days, but it's not mold spores. So if all of a sudden it's coming on, it could be ragweed.
Mm. Ragweed. My nemesis.
Love it.
I don't know.
My
no, it's
nemesis.
A problem. I have ragweed allergies. It's not pretty.
Good Alrighty. Segment. Good segment.
Thank you.
Both of you.
And that's
both
it.
Of you. You killed it. Thank
Take
you,
it
man.
Away, Captain Roger Brand.
That we wraps up my question.
We just walk right. out. And now,
anybody else? Line. Anybody else
like
have a question?
Pauly. No, you scared the other ones away. So what are we looking at for the rest of the week?
Really great weather. Yeah, really pretty tonight. Upper 70s for this evening. Overnight low 62 again. Tomorrow sunny, nice temperatures, nice humidity, 84 degrees, 62 tomorrow night, Thursday night. Friday partly sunny, 85. Another slow-moving system will start to drop down in the northwest flow over the weekend. Partly sunny skies Saturday and Sunday. A little more humid. Temperatures 85 again each day, but each day could bring a couple of showers and thunder showers around. Think mid to late afternoon, early evening. No all-day rain, and right now it's not looking like a lot of rain, but a little more unsettled over the weekend.
Dave Murray's forecast is brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling. And is the fall forecast next Wednesday, Dave?
It is next Wednesday. Usually it's a Thursday, but it's next Wednesday because there's a Cardinal game also next Thursday. Cardinal game tomorrow, but another one next Thursday.
So a week from today.
Dave, this isn't a gotcha climate change question. Just what's going on out west with Colorado River and Lake Mead and all of this. Like, wow, that's nuts.
Oh, yeah. You know, the drought's been going on for several years. It has a lot to do with the La Nina pattern that we are in. The one thing that don't lose sight of, yes, the levels are low. They're down to record lows. But you also just can't blame weather on it. You have to use consumption. The population growth in the West is just sucking every ounce of water out of the system, agriculture, people, the whole thing. So when you look at what's going on out in these giant reservoirs that are very important and the rivers that are very important, you have to look at both sides. You just can't blame one side. You can't blame population. You can't blame climate. You have to look at both sides of what is going on.
Did you have some stuff on that?
Yeah, I just thought it was really there's a couple stories about like interesting things that have been getting revealed like worldwide by the receding waters, and not just like all the dead bodies in like Lake Mead and stuff like that, but there's like World War II artifacts over in like Rome and stuff from as far back as whenever Nero was the emperor, so in like, you know, the year 100 or whatever.
Oh yeah, all kind of weird things are starting to show up.
There was a Spanish village that had been like, so, you know, they'll flood villages sometimes and towns to make room for reservoirs and reroute water. A bunch of those are now getting like exposed, and they're becoming like tourist destinations, places that are like frozen in the 80s or 90s when they were redirecting. And then just, yeah, everything in the world in Lake Mead, including dead bodies all over the place.
Dave, I don't know if it's like that where you are now, but they were talking about how prevalent sprinkle shaming is, that if you're, you know, using your irrigation system to water your lawn, you're a villain, and people will actually like stop and call you out to your face.
Yeah, they'll call you out. They'll also call the water police on you if you're exceeding it. Right now we're in a 3-day, you can water 3 days, but no longer than 10 minutes at a time. You can hand water anytime. So one thing that I do, I collect the condensation from the air conditioning unit. It produces a tremendous amount of water.
Well, what do they suggest for like everyday washing dishes,
diet,
taking a shower?
Everything dies. Oh, you know, that hasn't come down to that yet. But you are expected to conserve water in every form that you use water.
That's just not even a thing here. Isn't that weird?
No,
that we've never had to do any of that.
Never.
And if somebody told us that, we'd be like, what?
Has that ever been a concern around here, Dave? Like, has there ever been?
I mean, there's been droughts, obviously, but I don't think it's really come down to, you know, restrictive water use.
Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Get the app that gets you, and download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get exclusive coupons based on what you buy at Schnucks. We haven't talked about Liz Cheney yet today. She lost her primary yesterday in Wyoming. She says she is thinking about running for president following this primary loss. Do you guys think that she has any chance doing something like that?
I'm about to be a hypocrite because I'm a big third party guy. I'm big on, I know it's going to screw up a bunch of elections, but, you know, many things, you know, it's going to go badly until you can get it off the ground. But I think it was John and Michael the other day who said, well, if she does run, she's going to elect Trump. Because if Trump runs and she runs, then you have people on the left who hate Trump, who will vote for. I'm saying this wrong. People, it'll siphon away votes from Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that would give it to Trump.
Interesting.
It wouldn't break off any of the Republicans who don't like him? That seems weird.
I mean, there's probably some, but it just, I just don't. Every time the rumor comes up that she's going to run for president, I go, I just don't know how many Democrats are really going to turn around and vote for her.
Vote for,
I mean, she's an extremely conservative Republican. She's not.
There were a lot of interviews over the last couple of days coming out of Wyoming of Democrats who were switching to Republican just for the election yesterday to vote for Cheney. But they almost to a T, they said they would never vote for her for president.
Yeah. And I think therein lies the issue. Like, I just feel like right now she needs to, I don't know what she needs to do, but I feel like running for president would be kind of a little bit of a waste of time at this point.
Yeah.
But she's not listening to me.
It hasn't stopped anyone else. It always amazes me how many people run.
And when how much money it takes to run.
How much money they waste when they legit know they don't have a chance to win.
And the people who, like, and I'm talking like not the individual people who donate, you know, $30 here and there or whatever, but the big bankrollers, why do they throw themselves behind like a candidate who, like not to be a jerk to the poor guy, but like a Jeb Bush type who like doesn't.
He's,
I mean, everybody.
Energy.
Yeah, he's got low energy. Everybody sees he's got a snowball's chance in hell.
You go. No, people didn't see that. It wasn't until we got in. Trump was a complete joke, even going into the debates. And it was at the debates where everyone's like, oh.
He didn't even get into, like, some of the debates. They had to split it up because there were so many people running. And it was like, here's the real debate, and then here's the people we have to let
kids
debate.
Kids table, right.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on here. Target's profits dropped 90% in its second quarter as consumers cut back on non-essential spending. Now, this is totally anecdotal, but you guys know I love Target. But since inflation has been as bad as it is, I have a list. I go in, I buy what's on my list, and I get out as opposed to lurking around the store, looking at all the different little pretty things I could get. I mean, I really do. I go in there and I buy my dishwasher detergent and I get out.
You used to get a lot of enjoyment out of Target.
Yeah, it was fun. And I mean, it's still I'm sure there are people going in there and chopping, but I'm sure that there are a lot of people like me who are like, all right, I'm going in there and I'm getting my laundry detergent and I'm getting out because I just don't have the money to waste at this point on, you know, the little trinkets you can normally get.
Yeah.
TikTok says that it's opening up an election center and it's going live in the app in the U.S. starting today. This is a new feature that will be available to users in more than 40 languages, including English and Spanish. It allows users to access state-by-state election information, including details on how to register to vote, how to vote by mail, and how to find your polling place. Which is all well and good, but the China thing like kind of makes me feel a little suspicious about that.
They're so supportive of the American election.
Right. We don't want any misinformation here. We're going to tell you, they're going to be telling people like one day off on where to go vote. And stuff.
What if like every five dancing videos you watch, there is a total Chinese propaganda video and you're like, oh, they're starting to make some.
Well, that really was an issue and it still is an issue, I'm sure, like over in Ukraine. They have a lot of people posting to TikTok that with very pro-Russian sentiments, and it's like kind of baked in and kind of subconscious. And I've read a lot of articles about this. Like the letter Z has become a huge thing of like support for Russia, and people will incorporate that into their dances and stuff, and people kind of don't even realize what's happening. It's just absolutely crazy. So Anne Heche did pass away. Her memoir is becoming a big seller on Amazon. It came out in 2001, and it was called Call Me Crazy. It sold for $26 back then. Now it's priced at $749 on Amazon if you want to get your hands on this memoir.
I take it it's out of print.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I should sell my five copies.
And this is my
Dan
final.
Was very bullish on the Anne Heche memoirs.
One day, you're going to pay $7.50 for this. You watch.
This is my final story. Days of Our Lives is moving to Peacock on September 12th. It's not going to be on NBC anymore.
Wow. That's huge.
Oh, that is huge.
My mom just lost Game Show Network. She can't lose Days of
Our
Lives.
You're going to have to get her Peacock.
You have to get her the app.
Because
I was addicted to Days of Our Lives.
Me too. And Dave Murray, if you turn it on now, it's the same people from 20 years ago. We could
and they don't
probably
much
catch.
Older.
No, John
same
Black.
Same storyline.
Marlena looks great. I don't know what she's doing.
Well, that's why I was watching.
So NBC says a large portion of the audience already watches the show online, but I can't believe that that's a larger number than the people who are just watching it because it's on TV.
Well, yeah, but who could watch during the day unless you DVR it, you know?
That's true.
My mom.
Yeah, your mom and mine. That's it.
They have a cube of two.
When the 58th season of Days of Our Lives begins this September, fans will need to have a paid Peacock Premium or Peacock Premium Plus account to watch the new daily episodes. Or, this is kind of cool, to access older episodes from previous seasons.
It's kind of cool. Days of Our Lives is 1 year older than me. So obviously my mom started watching it when I was like a little.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, she was at home with you and she was like, well, what's on TV?
Well, I'm not going to take care of this kid. So.
There's just nothing like enough. And soap operas were so good, especially when I was the nighttime soaps like Knots Landing and Dallas. And you just it's not a thing anymore. And it can't be.
How come?
Because the Breaking Bads and the Sopranos, like what we were talking about off the break, those are just
the prestige. You don't
think that's the new genre?
You don't think Yellowstone is a nighttime soap, though? I mean, I only watched the first season, but I kind of gave up because it was so soapy to me.
I love Yellowstone.
Me too.
People really
like
it.
And that's one of the differences too. A lot of men like Yellowstone, as opposed to I don't know how many men sat around and watched Dallas or Knots Landing, but I don't think it was that many.
But isn't
There's
Yellowstone a streaming show? Or
I'm
is
sorry?
It on? Isn't Yellowstone a streaming show?
Paramount. No,
it's on Paramount Network, but there are some rumors that when it comes up back in the fall, that it's going on Paramount.
Oh,
Plus.
Really? Well, the prequel show to that is only on Paramount Plus. That 1883 or whatever it is.
Yeah, I never got into that.
Well, I didn't get Paramount because I have too many apps. It's getting out of control.
Right.
It really. It's seriously. That's what is the next thing? Because how are they going to bundle that, or how are they going to mainstream that? Because there's too many apps and too many decisions.
Yeah,
to make.
We're seeing like a snapback because everybody cut their cable because it was cheaper to have Netflix and Hulu or whatever. And now, as these apps splinter off and every network has their own apps, it's essentially just cable prices, but a lot more complicated because now you have to figure out what's on what and how you get to what.
And that's what's so frustrating about it. It's like my wife will, Janice will say, okay, what's on tonight? What's on the streaming stuff? I go, I don't know. I don't know.
There's going to be a next thing. I just don't, my brain's not smart enough to figure it out, but.
I would love it if that's the only conversation the Murrays had at night. Every night it's like, what's on streaming? Dave's like, I don't know.
Oh, I keep telling
just
you.
Just don't know.
Come on, Janice.
Good night.
Just keep asking me that. I'm Dave Murray, not Dave Netflix, for the love of God. Thank you, Dave.
All righty.
425 DGS. So as you can tell, we rely on Trish for the heavy stuff. So snack news?
Yeah, snack news. We didn't talk about this on air, I don't think, yesterday, although, you know, I've been screwing that up a lot. The Girl Scouts have a new cookie, Raspberry Rally cookie.
And we did do this yesterday.
We did,
but we didn't do it on the air.
Yeah, it was off the air.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. So for the, you know, because we're doing it for other people.
No, I gotcha.
Other than ourselves.
I stand corrected.
We are?
Yeah. So it's the thin mint, basically, without the mint, and it's raspberry inside.
That sounds way better to me.
Me too, because Rachel and I are in the same camp. We do not like thin mints, and the boys are in the other camp where they love it.
You're crazy.
I just went out there. The newsroom has brownies today.
Ooh.
But be warned, they're junior mint brownies.
Uh-uh.
Ooh.
Yeah. I like mint, and no.
I'm going to get them.
So there's junior mints baked in the brownies?
That's what I'm guessing.
Hmm. Is that your choice if you go see a movie?
No, I like making Glover family movie salad, like really buttery popcorn, and then you put in Milk Duds and Reese's Pieces.
You could not make that sound any grosser.
I just was picturing him bringing a salad in a paper bag into the movies.
Oh, man, that used to freak me out. My mom and dad and I used to go to drive-ins because, hello, dork, and they did not want to pay for food, but you're not supposed to bring food in, I don't think. Either that or they're just screwing with me. So we would bring all of our food but hide it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I was always just like, we're going to prison.
Yeah.
I mean.
I see on like TikTok and stuff all the time where people will bring in Shake Shack and, you know, all these elaborate meals to go eat at a movie theater. And that sounds so good to me to just have like a burger.
Yeah.
But when I went to see Nope over vacation, I was like, I'm not going to be one of those people sneaking in my own snacks. I'm going to support the movie theater. And I'm like, one small popcorn and one small drink, please. And they're like, $17.
Yeah. I know, it's crazy. Thought,
yeah. Next time I might have to sneak something in.
Man, drive-ins were magic.
Oh, I love the drive-in.
We had, for a short period, we had a station wagon. Oh my God.
Mm, put the back down.
Dream. Yeah.
I think you could bring food into the drive-in.
Yeah, I think my mom and dad either didn't know or they wanted to mess with me.
I've tried to go to the one in Belleville so many times and I always get turned
away.
What
keeps
you? Car's too junky. They won't let me in for appearances. No, it's like first come, first serve on tickets. And so you really got to like
so
get
it's
there
sold out
early. Yeah, it sells out really early. And, you know, I was trying to go a lot during the.
Let me explain to you what sold out means.
Was trying to go there a lot during the pandemic, but that was the most popular place because it was the only way to see movies.
Mm.
One more quick thing. Doritos releasing new limited edition ketchup and spicy mustard flavor. So one is ketchup Doritos and the other one is mustard.
No.
Yeah, no thanks.
No.
Snacks.com. That's where you can get it.
Mm-mm. 438 DGS. Coming up at 5 p.m., we have an interview with Haley Campbell. What's the name of the book, Andrew? Top of your head.
All the Living and the Dead.
There you go. So she is British. Kind of a big deal over there, and she is obsessed with dead people and all things corpsey, and we'll talk to her at 5 p.m. Right now we're going to do our audio segment.
Mm-hmm.
We can start with mine. I just thought this was a funny TikTok that I ran across, basically of this guy complaining about influencer culture and social media and how everything's the same.
There's too much content. Keep scrolling. You'll never reach the end. We were never meant to hear every single person's thoughts, opinions, and advice. Everyone's a creator, expert, and a comedian. We're all leveraging the same jokes, formats, narratives, and strategies. I'm even sick of my own stupid videos that follow the same format, use the same sound every time. We're all bloated cows, and social media is milking us dry. Sayonara, folks. I'm going to scream at the sun.
So true. Mm-hmm. So true.
Especially if you watch TikTok. I mean, I really like TikTok. It's a great time waster if that's what you're looking to do. But people just do the same trends over and over again. It's the same. You will see the exact same thing done by 100 different people. And it's like, well, what are we doing? You're just you're ripping off another person 100%.
When you scroll like 5 straight videos and they're all using the same like, you know, sound that goes along with the videos or whatever, like, oh.
Everything's a makeup ad or a clothes ad. Or I told you I was following somebody on Instagram. I don't know how, but I went and looked at this person's page. And every video, every post they put up was one of the TikTok videos where you just mouth the words of somebody else's.
It was like lip syncing.
Why am I could do that myself and watch myself do it. Doesn't make any sense. Okay, my audio's from TMZ, and it's of Rumor Willis and Scout Willis, the daughters of Bruce and Demi Moore. But the paparazzi were waiting for them to ask them if Die Hard was a Christmas movie.
Oh, my gosh.
So they answer, so we'll get that. But also just how annoying would this be?
Mm-hmm. Hey, girls. How you doing? It's good to see you. Listen, I just had one simple question. The whole world has always had this huge debate, and I wonder,
It's a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie?
It's a Christmas
movie. I love it. The Willis family considers it a Christmas movie. It's good to see you. Can I ask how your dad's doing? Okay, it's good to see you, girls. Bye.
Like, good to see you.
I hate that girl.
Right?
It's good to see you.
I hate TMZ.
And you girls look great. And then she's like, can we ask her? And they just got in the car. Like, if you... Oh, my God. I can't even imagine being a celebrity.
There was no point in the video that anyone looked at the person that was, like, filming and calling out and asking the questions. They just looked
them.
Like, just didn't even look at
them. I don't have a hard time doing that. I have a hard... I don't know. Like, the only version of that we ever have is, like, a DGS Live or something where we'll talk to 300 people. And it's hard to talk to 300 people, but I'm going to do my level best to give 300 people as much attention as I possibly can because I owe that to them. If your dad is Bruce Willis, you owe nothing to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And you especially owe nothing to someone like that. That just everything about her made me cringe.
The tone, hey, we're just girlfriends,
right? Yeah.
Catching up thing.
Haven't
it's
seen
like,
you in a while.
Call me.
Also, do they just look, you know a little more about the celeb gossip side of things, Trish, do they just like look for celebrities and then just grab whoever they see?
I think that they stand. Well, I don't know this for a fact, but I think there's popular spots in LA that they'll stand out of, or they'll get a tip, or there's, you know, stores that celebrities frequent. And I think they just camp out there and wait for somebody to come by.
It's not like in the news. Like, you know, we'll have guests on or like consider a guest or something. And we kind of look at the angle of like, well, why is it relevant? Like, why do we care? Why is it interesting? And it's like, asking the Bruce Willis's kids if Die Hard is a Christmas movie
it's not relevant.
On August 17th is like, why are you even doing that and like putting it on the website? Are you just grabbing
I think
whatever?
Though there are instances, and Rachel probably knows this too with all the stuff that she looks at, where if you're a lower level celebrity, C-list down, or I don't know, it could be B&A too, they actually tip off the paparazzi where they're going to be.
Yeah.
So they want to be seen. They act like they don't want to, but they do.
The Kardashians definitely do that.
That's a super funny
it's
concept.
It's dumb.
And then mine is just a little bit from Liz Cheney's concession speech, where she vows to keep fighting Trump despite losing her primary.
No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect. And I well understood the potential political consequences of abiding by my duty. Our republic relies upon the goodwill of all candidates for office to accept honorably the outcome of elections. And tonight, Harriet Hegeman has received the most votes in this primary. She won. I called her to concede the race. This primary election is over, but now the real work begins.
I always want to know how the concession phone calls go.
Uh-huh.
Like, is
especially
the other person
just torn the crap out of each other.
Yeah. Is it like Good Race or?
Yeah, or is it like, haha, I knew this was going to turn out like this.
You remember the stories of like Hillary like refusing to concede like closing herself up?
That was really bad.
Couldn't bear the concept of calling like Trump of all people and saying like, okay.
So did she ever call?
I think she called the next morning.
Yeah. God, that was probably a brutal phone call for both of them.
I don't know. I thought Ben Trump really liked it.
Yeah. I don't think he was too unhappy.
Is that everybody's?
It's everybody's. People are in a weird position with Liz Cheney right now. Rachel kind of touched on this earlier in headlines, but like a lot of people want to like resistance people want to grab on to Liz Cheney and be like, she is the queen. She is our new hero. And it's like Liz Cheney is very conservative and votes very conservatively on everything. Like she does not hold your, just because she also doesn't like Trump.
Okay. How about right now? We don't know who's running, but if I told you I can make it be Liz Cheney, would you take it?
As a what?
As the president.
No, I mean, what is she running under?
Doesn't matter. Like, you don't know whether Trump's going to run or not, but if he does, he could win. Would you take Liz Cheney?
Probably not. She votes pretty down the line on a pretty far conservative angle, and that's not my personal beliefs. So,
if you knew you could avoid Trump.
I mean,
well, is it her or Trump? Is that my choice?
But it's definitely her, but it could be Trump otherwise.
Yeah.
You're like kind of hedging your bets and saying definitely Liz Cheney.
I mean, I wouldn't take that deal. I would rather open it up to. I'm with Andrew. I mean, I don't really know.
I think in the situation we are now, we need an old school politician, and we have one right now.
I was going to say, well,
we forgot about Biden.
I have great news about the current presidency.
He's like, Pork Pie Jones, Trish Gazelle, that's me you're talking about.
He's like, we really do. We need somebody good in the White House.
Hot diggity dang.
Wouldn't that be somebody?
Hear me out. I don't think it would be a bad idea for a old school Republican to be in office. It might calm things down. Okay, the Democrats had one. Now let's go back on the other side so it can't be this one-sided thing, and let's go back to what we used to do. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's kind of like
because
asking,
we're not going to win every time. We're just not. Neither side
going to win the election, though, is an old school Republican. I'll tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I'm saying I'm saying yes.
Yeah,
I think I would take her instead of just leaving it up to whatever we're going to get next.
I gotcha. Tell you guys about Foundation Recovery System. Someone's calling to say they're never going to listen to the show again. 453 DGS. In my show prep, little like, hey, maybe people find this interesting. It says, do you know a store that might be a front for illegal activity? And it takes me back to when we were at Union Station, back when there were actually places there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, was it Galaxy Golf?
Mm-hmm.
Was that what it was called?
It was next to Galaxy Golf, right?
And it was glow-in-the-dark putt-putt golf inside. Okay?
Okay.
And so I never saw anyone. Well, every now and then someone would go in there and leave real quick. And so one night, producer Tom and I were taking Nick and his buddy to see Green Day, and we're like, hey, let's go play putt-putt. So we walk in, the guys at the desk were like, four, please. And he's like, I'm sorry, what? We're like, four for golf, my good man. And he's looking around for like putters and balls. He's like, no one's ever done this. And
so you think that was something?
It took up half of the upstairs of Union Station. It was like a huge place. Rosa, wasn't there also that music place? Yeah, Cultural Vibes.
Yeah.
Where you'd buy CDs out of the guy's trunk.
Out of the trunk.
You guys are really putting some places with their real names on blast right now.
No, we're not blasting them. That's just the truth.
No, that's just how it was.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it till I was older, but we used to go into this. We didn't go to Blockbuster. We went to the knockoff Blockbuster, and it was at Lime Ferry and Butler Hill. It is not there anymore. But you would walk in to order a video, and it smelled, it was a head shop, but I didn't know.
Oh.
So they did videos, but there were pipes and everything, but I had no idea. I don't know why we went there, because my parents were like into that stuff, but it had a smell too, which I'm guessing now was marijuana.
There was a place out in St. Charles that was bait and tackle. But they also sold like bath salts and stuff.
Yeah.
And I took Phoebe in there when she was like four. And I'm like, oh, we want to get some Arkansas jigglers and some, you know, like looking for bait. And the guy was just like, I guess we got some around here somewhere.
They had bath
you want to get
salts?
That kid out of
yeah,
here, though.
It was like a drug place, but it was bait and tackle. And I tried to buy bait and tackle from the drug place.
Tackled.
Phoebe was probably there for the drugs. I mean, she was four.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.